Several prominent attorneys and professors from the Philadelphia area have signed an open letter objecting to how colleges investigate sexual assaults. The letter says so-called victim-centered practices that urge investigators to believe the victim unfairly presume the accused is guilty. WHYY's Dana DeFilippo reports it's the group behind the letter that's stirring controversy.
Philadelphia attorney Patricia Hamill has defended about 100 students accused of sexual misconduct. She joined dozens of attorneys and professors from around the country in signing the letter because she fears believe the victim approaches to campus sex assault cases can endanger an accused student's due process rights.
People who are victims of sexual assault deserve to be heard and deserve to get the support they need. I come at this issue, however, as an attorney who's looking for fairness in the process for everybody. And if at the end of the day somebody's going to be found responsible, they should have been given a fair hearing.
The letter was sponsored by the Maryland-based group Stop Abusive and Violent Environments. That group is officially nonpartisan, but its website is chock-full of conservative commentary contending that false allegations of domestic violence and sexual assault are rampant. The Southern Poverty Law Center included the group on its list of woman-bashing websites that can be, quote, astounding for the guttural hatred they express.
It doesn't surprise me that a right-wing misogynistic hate group would engage on the issues of sexual violence.
That's Carol Tracy of the Philadelphia-based Women's Law Project.
There's room for reasonable people to disagree on how to improve the adjudication of rape allegations in both civil and criminal proceedings, but aligning themselves with a group like that is very troubling.
Hamill and others who signed the letter say the issue is one of fairness, not gender. Sexual misconduct is getting the attention it deserves, they say, but that shouldn't jeopardize constitutional rights. Dana DeFilippo, WHYY News.